I tell myself I'm doing this for the money. I tell myself I'm doing this for my freedom. But every inch forward right now is for Jude. Finally reaching his corner, I try to pick up my pace and hurry past. But he catches my wrist in his grip and tugs me toward the ropes the moment I'm within reach. They dig into my hips as he holds me tight against them, pressing his body close enough for me to breathe him in. He smells like midnight in the middle of summer, cool and warm all at once. Nerves tickle like the grass on the back of my neck when we lay in the backyard under the stars. He smells like heat and sweat when the fight hasn't even started. Sweet, spicy, destructive. His hold on my wrist tightens, his nearness clouding my vision. He's close enough to feel his lips brush my ear as they curl upward, in rage, in amusement, in promise. It was always the same way when it came to him. A game.
What are you doing here, Fel?
None of your business. He breathes out an unamused chuckle.
You made it my business by showing up during my fight.
Didn't know it was your fight. Why is he fighting anyway? He's a body piercer. This doesn't make sense.
You shouldn't be here.
A growl reverberates from his chest to the air. It shakes the room until the ground beneath my feet is unsteady. Finally, I dare to face him. I look him in his sharp green eyes and narrow my own. If only it was enough to scare him or make him flinch. Challenge only ever draws his wickedness to the surface. What are you going to do about it? I provoke him against my better judgment. Kick me out? The devilish smirk that climbs his cheeks hardens the lump in my throat. Given an ultimatum, Jude would still manage to have his way every time. Worse, he fights sturdy. And the way his gaze sweeps down to my lips as I draw them between my teeth says everything.
Of course not.
He pulls back the slightest, reaching his thumb to my lower lip and tugging it out from between my teeth, smearing my lipstick across it as he does.
Stay. Watch. I'm gonna win just for you, Red. Then maybe I'll give you what you've thought about for years.